Hello, villager. You're listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. It's time to grab your favorite blend of coffee, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, villager. You're listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. This is episode number 22 for the third week of May 2020. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking about the museum event that's going on right now, some places that I've visited, and a couple of tips and tricks for you. I'll also talk a little bit about the companion guide that came out, since I did get that in hand. I'm going to do a full episode on the companion guide a little bit later, but I'll give you my initial thoughts on this episode. Alright, so I guess I'm going to start this show off by talking about an in-game event that's going on right now to help celebrate International Museum Day. So from May 18th to May 31st, you can participate in this event. It's basically a scavenger hunt of sorts where each exhibit has three stamp stations and you run to each station and grab a stamp. The only exhibit that doesn't have anything in it is the art exhibit, but I guess that's basically only one room, so it really wouldn't make sense. But as far as the thing goes, you go in and you talk to Blathers, and then you pick which room you want to go to first. And when you run in there, you'll see a stamp station. And as soon as you get it, you'll see the other two locations that are marked on there. You just collect the stamps and then go back and talk to them. I ran through and did all three exhibits before I went back to talk to him because it could get a little tedious just going through and, you know, doing each one separate. But as soon as you talk to him, he'll check them off, and then you just do it again, and he'll say, oh, I see you already completed the next one. And then you just do that, then you get your prizes for each one. I've only done it the first day so far. Today's only the second day of the event, so I haven't gotten a chance to do it yet today, but I'm pretty sure the prizes that you get are the same each time. If you even get prizes the second time, I'm not too sure. I'm going to try it tonight and then I'll find out. The only thing that is required to do this event is you have to have the Art Room exhibit expansion, so if you don't have that, you can't do this event. But as soon as you have that, then you're able to do the event. So make sure if you haven't checked it out, you do that. And another little fun thing you could do if you want to, if you have the upgraded Nook Shop, if you go inside that little cabinet, you could buy a timer, and go ahead and buy a timer and set a timer and see how long you could do it and maybe try to beat your record each day. I won't spoil it as to what the prizes are that you get, but I think you might be able to figure it out. So hopefully you guys have fun doing that. And like I said, set the timer, make a little game out of it and see if you could beat your records and, you know, try to add something else to it if it does get a little boring. But then that way each day you have something else to look forward to while doing the same thing. So the next thing I want to talk about is I have been doing a little streaming online on Twitch over at twitch.tv/Brewster's Roost. It's nothing exciting right now. I just have the podcast logo in the corner, the chat box open, and just a background that I made up. But I don't have the proper PC to stream gameplay like this, so it's definitely done very low budget. I'm really hoping that in the future I could get a better PC and maybe stream something that looks a little nicer, but for now that's all that I have. So if I'm not streaming over there, I have just opened up Instagram a couple times and just went live, basically just threw the phone down sideways and recorded the screen and did a few things that way. So if you're not following me on social media, make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Both of those are at Brewster's Roost. And while you're at it, go over to twitch.tv/Brewster's Roost and give me a follow there. So now I'm going to give you a couple of tips and tricks, some of the stuff that I went over on my live stream, but in case you're not too sure how to catch a couple of different items, I'm going to teach you how to catch an ant and also how to catch a fly. So at the end of the week, if you find yourself that you didn't sell all of your turnips, go ahead and take one of your rotten turnips and just place it outside somewhere, and then just walk away. A little bit later when you walk back, you'll see a parade of ants walking by. Just go ahead and catch one of those with your net. And it's basically similar for catching a fly. What you want to do is go ahead and fish up a piece of garbage. I have the tin can. I have that set up at my camping area, so it looks like a rusty old can of beans sitting there. But if you leave a piece of garbage sitting out, every once in a while when you walk by, you'll see some flies flying around it, and go ahead and catch one of those. They're definitely not as prevalent as the ants. I've only seen a fly once or twice, but ants, every time I walk away and come back, they're parading around the rotten turnip. So make sure you go ahead and set out your garbage and maybe you'll catch a fly or an ant. And definitely remember to donate the first one to the museum. I guess while I'm talking about catching some insects here, I could also talk about fleas. I'm sure you noticed every once in a while one of your villagers will act strange and they'll be saying words like itchy or scritch or scratch or something similar to that. If you look closely at them, you'll see a flea jumping around on them. All you have to do is when you're standing next to them, just hit them with the net and it'll catch the flea. They'll actually turn around and either applaud or give you that surprised look. They won't get mad at you that you hit them with a net because they actually appreciate that you got rid of the fleas. Then make sure you march that flea right on over to the museum and throw it at Blathers. Now it's about that time of the show where I'm going to go take a coffee break, so I could thank the people personally that help support this show. I would like to take this moment to thank the people that help make this show possible. KFU Jimmy donated to me over on my coffee page, which is ko-fi.com/Brewster. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and let you know that your donation really helps to keep this show going. I have a little bit more to talk about KFU Jimmy a little later in the episode, so thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me. If anybody listening would like to help the show, but don't have the financial means to, please make sure you tell a friend about the show. You could tag me on Instagram and Twitter, and just help spread the word of the show. That definitely helps out as well. So thank you to anybody who supports me no matter what you do. Now we're going to head back to the show, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that I got this week on my island. So over the last couple days, I finally was able to complete the Sanrio Amiibo card posters. A huge thank you goes out to Ro, who really helped me with this. So if you are not aware of what the Sanrio Amiibo poster cards are, there's a set of Amiibo cards that came out. They're just Sanrio exclusives, like Hello Kitty and stuff like that. So what you would do is you could scan in the Amiibo cards and then you're able to call them in over at Harv's Island, but nothing will come over. So when you get home, you could order the posters. And the coolest thing about this is right now you don't actually need to have the Amiibos to get these posters. So if anyone wanted a set of these, all you would have to do is talk to somebody that has them and they could let you catalog them. Now, as I've talked about before, when you go to search them, then they will not just show up in the list. You have to search for them by name. So if you do catalog them from somebody, make sure you write down the names of the cards so you know what they're called. That way you could just search for them. And when you search for them, they'll show up, and they're $1,000 each. I posted a picture of me with my collection of these over on Instagram and Twitter. Both are at Brewster's Roost, so make sure you check that out. If you're really interested, get in touch with me, and I hope I could get you a set too. But with that said, there's still a ton of Amiibo cards out there that I'm looking for the posters for. So if you have a decent collection of Amiibo cards and you scan them in already and you have the posters available and you would let me catalog them, please get in touch with me. I'm going to create a checklist so I know which ones I have already, because I do have a couple people that are helping me out with this. But with 400 plus Amiibo cards, this is definitely going to be a long road. So again, a huge shout out and a thank you to Ro from the island of Cloud9. You made my week and I really appreciate your help. It's great to know that there's nice people playing this game that are willing to help people out. Thank you guys so much, and if there's anything I could ever do for you guys, please don't be scared to send me a message. If it's something I could help you out with, I definitely will. Another great friendship I developed over the last couple of weeks, and coincidentally was our latest coffee supporter, KFU Jimmy, I had the pleasure of going to their island to trade some DIY recipes. I had so many of them laying around, and they also had other ones that I didn't have, so I was able to trade some of those, so that helped out with my collection of DIYs. But while I was there, I also cataloged some Amiibo posters. And then every day since I left their island, they've been sending me two different Amiibo posters through the mailing system in the game every day. That is definitely helping me grow my Amiibo poster collection, so it is so appreciated. Thank you so much. So another cool experience that I had this week was actually just this morning. I got a message from somebody on Instagram, TooManyGhosts85, and they live in Perth, Australia. So it was definitely a cool experience to be able to go over to their island. So I hopped on the Dodo plane this morning and went over. It was 7:30 a.m. here when they sent me the message, but by the time I got over there, it was about 9 o'clock or so. So it was 12-hour difference. So it was about 8 or 9 in the evening there. But the cool thing is, it was fall season there in the game, so that's something I didn't experience here. So I got to do a couple of things and pick up a few things that I didn't get here yet in the game. I was able to pick up my first cricket. I also got some acorns and maple leaves. So as soon as I came home, I threw that cricket over at Blathers and added it to my museum. So now, the cricket that's in my museum actually came all the way from Australia. So a huge shout out to TooManyGhosts85 for letting me come over, and I hope to come over and experience the island in the daytime. I had a lot of fun. So I only have two more topics that I want to cover on this episode. The first one's going to be some things that I'd like to see changed in the game. So the last couple of days I've been really trying to get the fish for the month that you could get off of the pier. And it definitely led me to something I'd like to see changed in the game. So the only way to get the mahi-mahi is off of the pier in the game, and you definitely need to get some fish bait to lure it in. It is so time-consuming to craft all that fish bait to go over there and just throw it in the water just to see little shadows. So something I'd like to see them implement in a future update would be to allow you to collect all of the ingredients that you need, and then when you go to craft, have it let you pick how many of the item you want to craft. For instance, fish bait is only one clam, so I'd like to say, oh, if I had 10 in my inventory, just craft 10 fish bait. So he didn't have to sit there because it's so tedious pushing A, then pushing A again to speed up the process, then seeing what you made, ask if you keep crafting. It just takes a lot of time. So I'd like to see something like that implemented in a later update. If you guys have anything you'd like to see updated or changed in the game, please feel free to email me, brewstersroost@gmail.com. And if you don't want to type out an email, you could even record it into the voice memo on your phone and then send that as an MP3. And perhaps it's even something I could play on a future episode. Then the last thing I want to talk about on the show before I end is the companion guidebook that came out. I finally got my copy, and I must say, it is a huge, beefy book. I have my copy right here. It's 432 pages, and it is amazing. There's a few misprints and a couple of errors that I noticed in the book, but it's nothing to ruin the book. The book also comes with two bookmarks, which are randomly placed in the book, so you kind of have to look around for them, but they're random, so there's different characters that you could get. I got Isabel and Blathers, and I did reach out online to see what versions other people got, and I did notice there are quite a few versions. So far I've seen KK, I saw the Nooklings, I saw Nook, Isabel and Blathers, and then I saw Sable, and I can't remember if there was anybody else. That might be it, but if you did get a different version, please make sure that you send me a picture of it so I could see what you guys got. I was talking about Ro before, and he sent me a picture of the bookmarks that they got, and they actually got three, so they were lucky. So they got an extra Sable. So if anyone has an extra bookmark or one that they didn't care for, and it's not a Sable one and you want a Sable one, maybe get in touch with me and maybe I can arrange a trade. Now, like I said about this companion guide, it is a huge book, so I have so much to comb through yet. I'm going to work on a full review on it a little bit later and maybe do an episode just on the companion guide. But for now, the only gripe that I have is it's not as complete as I would hope. So I have the guidebooks for the other games in the past, and they do tell you everything about the game. Now, I do know that this is a ever-evolving game, so you can't really put out a guidebook that has all the information in it. Plus, I'm sure that Nintendo doesn't want to spoil some stuff for you. But for example, like Bunny Day that just happened, none of that stuff is in the book. Bunny Day's not in there, no mention of Zipper T is in there, no mention of Jingle, any of the characters like that. No holiday stuff is in there. And it's kind of upsetting because I would like to use this as a visual checklist of items in the game because I'm trying to 100% this game, so I'd like to get every item that's available, but it doesn't mention any of the DIYs for the holidays that are in there. So I guess I'm going to have to figure out when the items are out, what they are, and then print out some sort of a DIY checklist and just check them off that way. I was a little upset about that, but I guess, like I said, with them not wanting everything spoiled and with the game evolving, you can't really get all that stuff out in print because if something were to change, then you would also have a book that doesn't have the correct information in it anyway. But hopefully the company that put this book out maybe puts out some PDFs or something that you could print down the line when those items are available, so that way you could at least check them off as you get them. I'd like to see something like that, like a physical checklist of 100% of the items in this game, but I guess until all those items are out, we just don't know what they are yet. But I got a lot to comb through on this book, so as soon as I do that, and I'll get something written up, and then I'll put out an episode probably based on just this book. Or if I don't get a full show out of it, I'll just put out the next episode, and then I'll dedicate a chunk of it to this companion guide. If it is available online and you do have the means to buy one, I definitely recommend it. Like I said, it's a huge book. There's a lot of information in it. One other thing that I actually didn't know, and it does mention this in the guidebook, which is pretty cool, there's certain fish that won't show up until you at least catch a certain amount. So meaning, like, you might not be able to catch this one fish until you already have caught 20 other fish. So it's just little things like that, little information in there that I didn't know about. That's going to bring this episode to an end. So throughout the week, I take notes as to things I want to talk about on the show, and I know that I forget stuff, but then I know come recording time, I forget a lot of the things that I wanted to talk about. So my notes aren't the best that I'm taking here, so if I forgot to talk about anything, I'm really sorry about that. But that's also why putting out a show once a week or as soon as I can benefits me, because if I forget something, I could just write it down, and it's still pretty relevant. But again, thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to be back as soon as I can with the next episode. Hope you guys have a good night. Now don't let that coffee cool too much. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. Make sure that you are subscribed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. And while you're there, please make sure that you rate and review the show. You can follow the show notes or see anything that I talked about on this episode by going to brewstersroost.blogspot.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, both at Brewster's Roost. And you could also email me with any comments, questions, or suggestions at brewstersroost@gmail.com. And finally, if you want to turn the tables and buy me a cup of coffee, you can do so over at ko-fi.com/brewster, where you can make a $3 donation to help support the show. Again, thank you so much for listening. Now don't let that cup of coffee cool too much. See you next time.